rope to her home, to her daughters. Harper hung back, not wanting to mar the perfect landscape of her mother's new workroom with her distinct imperfection. Unfortunately, her attempt to escape notice was in vain. "Harper, darling, why don't you find another one of the movers and direct them on where to put all of your things? Although it will be a wonder if they can even fit the furniture through the door." "I'm sure the door is a normal door, Mother. Don't they have building codes?" Her mother tutted, turning her attention back once more to the cabinet and the precise placement of the table before it. "Ilya, let's make sure we have room to leave the upper shelf open for display. Prue Havisham mentioned something about the new coven taking turns with hosting duties." The very notion of entertaining had her mother practically bouncing on her toes in excitement. Harper swallowed hard, hoping her face didn't betray the dread she felt at the mere thought of having to be perfect and on display for an entire day under her mother's watchful eye.
"Sisters, let me be the first to introduce you all to my eldest daughter, the Failure."
"I've no idea what the rotation looks like, but I'm hoping we can be added to it as soon as possible. Who knows, we might be hosting a welcoming tea. Let's make sure everything is set up flawlessly now. Set it and forget it." A lie, for her mother never forgot a thing and would fuss and tinker with every detail until every speck of the room, down to the last dust mote, had passed muster.
"Of course,"
Ilya agreed, making a show of jotting something down on their table face.
"We may as well take care of it now. Work smarter, not harder."
Harper was certain if she rolled her eyes any harder, they would rotate right out of her head and go spinning across the floor, lost to the unpacking detritus forever.
"Perfection. Always perfection. Work smarter, not harder. Keep it simple, stupid. A goal without a plan is just a wish without directions."
Her mother was full of the sort of platitudes one might find on a motivational poster at one's therapist's office, or else the nuggets of wisdom imparted by the daytime manager of a quick-service restaurant to their team in a meeting full of chants and hand-clapping. She would need to find a new therapist here, eventually, and fortunately, her days of fast food service were behind her, leaving her little appreciation for her mother's bon mot.
"I can't imagine garden sheds have the same standards as an ordinary household door."
Harper jumped when she realized the jab was directed at her, the conversation resuming without warning. Ilya was poisonous in every form. The familiar had sunk into the role of personal assistant with gusto, an ever-present tablet and stylus in hand, trailing after Harper's mother constantly, an inescapable presence in the bane of her miserable existence since moving back home.
"It's hardly going to be big enough for you to even turn around in there, you know. I still don't understand why you don't just take one of the rooms upstairs and move your—"
Her mother was once again facing the cabinet as she spoke, providing the perfect opportunity for Harper to drift out of the room. As much as she didn't like being ordered around as if she were a child, checking in on her things was not a bad idea. The movers had, to her knowledge, already delivered her carefully labeled belongings, but it was worth double-checking, especially if it got her out of her mother's bubble of awareness. The carriage house was connected to the main house by a gravel driveway, sitting back some 20 or 30 yards, shaded by a line of enormous elms and maple trees. It was hardly a garden shed. Technically, it wasn't even a carriage house at all, even though that was how the real estate agent had suggested listing it. There was no open ground floor area, nothing large enough or wide enough for a carriage or vehicle to pass through, no stable where there may have once been horses. It was a cottage, she decided, a tiny cottage just big enough for her, its back door leading to a winding flagstone path that led to the back garden, to the lilac grove and pink honeysuckle, moonflowers and hellebore and showy white datura, their heraldic trumpets only opening beneath the moon. It was a perfect witch's cottage, and the only thing that could have possibly made it better was for it to have a different address entirely, perhaps across town in the middle of the actual woods. Instead, it was less than 100 feet from her mother's back door, a fact which dampened her enthusiasm.